I shouldn't be surprised. We must be devilishly inconvenient for him, hanging about the house. Any moment he can get, when we're definitely somewhere else, must be very useful to him.
Useful for what?
Well, useful for his nerves, if nothing else. We know he's mixed up in this business. We know he's hiding a secret or two. Even if he doesn't suspect that we're on his tracks, he must feel that at any moment we might stumble on something. Bill gave a grunt of assent, and they went slowly on again.
"What about tonight?"
he said, after a lengthy blow at his pipe.
"Try a piece of grass,"
said Antony, offering it to him. Bill pushed it through the mouthpiece, blew again, said, "That's better," and returned the pipe to his pocket.
"How are we going to get out without Cayley knowing?"
"Well, that wants thinking over. It's going to be difficult. I wish we were sleeping at the inn. Is this Miss Norbury by any chance?" Bill looked up quickly. They were close to Jallands now, an old thatched farmhouse which, after centuries of sleep, had woken up to a new world and had forthwith sprouted wings. Wings, however, of so discreet a growth that they had not brought with them any obvious change of character, and Jallands, even with a bathroom, was still Jallands, to the outward view at any rate. Inside, it was more clearly Mrs. Norbury's.